It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Penn State baseball team and a group of the school's journalism students are spending their Thanksgiving vacation in Cuba as part of an historic trip. The Nittany Lions will become the first U.S. team at any level to play against teams from the Cuban National Series, the country's premier baseball league. Because of travel restrictions, Penn State's party is going to include fewer than 50 people, limited to the players, coaches, trainers, and eight journalism students, led by John Affleck, Knight Chair in Sports Journalism and Society at Penn State's John Curley Center for Sports Journalism. He joins us now by phone from State College. John Affleck, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good to be here, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
You leave tomorrow for Cuba. John, how did this trip come about?
It came about because our coach at Penn State, Rob Cooper, has international experience. He's coached the U.S. Youth team before. He really wanted to bring the team on an international trip, and he connected with Dr. John Nichols, whose life work has been the study of Cuba and U.S.-Cuban relations. And through Dr. Nichols, they were able to work something out with the Cuban authorities, and lo and behold, here comes the trip. Dr. Nichols happens to be in the College of Communications, and that's how the journalism program was made aware of this. We immediately said that we were interested, and off we go.
And my understanding is that Penn State's Office of Global Programs signed a Memorandum of Understanding for Scholarly Engagement with the center that predates the Obama administration's efforts to normalize relations with Cuba, which go back to about a year ago.
That's right. For some time, Penn State has had study groups that went to Cuba, and that is partly again through the efforts of Dr. Nichols and through our Global Programs Office. This is by far the largest group, even though it's relatively small, as you noted in the intro. It's by far the largest and most ambitious trip we've taken so far.
And put into perspective the cultural and historical significance of this trip.
Well, it's a fascinating moment to go to Cuba. Cuba is really at a pivot point, right? Because the relations warming with the United States, the embassy's opening this summer, we're in a position where our relationship as Americans with Cuba and the Cuban people is really changing. And so this will be a moment where it's not just a diplomatic initiative that might happen, you know, once a decade or something. This might be a little bit of an introduction to the new relationship that we're going to have. So I think it's going to be very interesting.
And what's on the agenda? You know, even the members of the baseball team are not just down there to play ball, right?
That's right. It's a mix. The team will be playing four different teams from the National Series, as you noted. That's historic. And then in off time, we'll be attending lectures and touring with the Center for Martese Studies. That's an academic institute in Havana that'll be taking us around. We'll be meeting Cuban authorities on sport. We'll be talking to Cubans about journalism. We'll get to see some cultural things. There's an introduction to Cuban music. So a good deal of cultural initiation, I guess is the word I'd think of, will be included along with just, you know, playing ball. Playing ball itself should be really interesting for us. No seventh inning stretch, but there's a fifth inning coffee break for the umpires. So we're really interested to see how the game plays out down there.
And as far as the baseball games, talk about the quality of the teams that the Nittany Lions will be playing.
Well, it's a tall order if they're going to pull off a victory. These are the highest level league in Cuba, and the first opponent, the Industriales, who they'll play in the National Stadium, really are commonly known as the Yankees of Cuban baseball, and they're generally regarded as high AAA, low majors kind of competition. Many of the players who have defected from Cuba to the United States at one point played in the National Series. So it's going to be a tall order.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we're talking with John Affleck, Knight Chair in Sports Journalism and Society at Penn State's John Curley Center for Sports Journalism. He is accompanying a group of journalism students who are going along with the Penn State baseball team to Cuba. They're leaving tomorrow, and they'll be there all during Thanksgiving week for multicultural activities, including games between the Penn State baseball team and the Cuban teams that are part of the National Series, the country's premier baseball league. John, how would you describe the importance of baseball in Cuban culture?
Oh, it's absolutely the number one sport, without question. It has a really interesting history in Cuba. In the 19th century, when the Cubans were struggling for their independence from Spain, the adoption of baseball as a popular pastime was something that was seen as very North American, as opposed to bullfighting, which was the Spanish sport. So it has great roots in Cuba's national feeling. During this communist era, sports have been very important to show that internally that Cubans can compete at the highest level in the sports that they choose to compete in. So it's got a great deal of importance to the Cuban people. There's a corner called the Hot Corner in Havana, where basically people go every day just to argue about baseball. And so we're very interested to visit that spot. So I think we're going to see a great deal of passion for the game down there.
How closely are major league teams in the U.S. going to be monitoring this event, this Penn State series of games against Cuba's top teams?
Well, I don't know directly, but I think that there's no question that they'll be keeping an eye out. MLB has asked us to take a look at the copy that we'll be producing from the event. We'll also be playing at a time when MLB has been reportedly talking to the Cuban government quietly about finding a way for Cuban players to play in the major leagues that is a safe way for them to get to the States and then back to Cuba. There's also some discussion about the Tampa Bay Rays playing an exhibition game next year. So you get a little bit of the sense that we might be a little bit of a test run for things that may be to come.
And what will you and your journalism students be doing in Cuba?
We'll be writing stories on the games and the game experience and stories about baseball. Not all of the stories will be just, you know, Joe Smith hit a home run and, you know, and so on. We'll be writing about the experience of being at the game, what games are like versus games in America. We'll be meeting with some dignitaries and authorities in Cuba and talking to them about where they see the game going. So we're very excited for that. We'll be sending all our material back to the news organizations in Pennsylvania. So keep an eye out for the story as it develops.
Well, it sounds like the trip of a lifetime, and we hope you have a good time while you're there, and good luck to the Penn State baseball team. We've been talking with John Affleck. He's Knight Chair in Sports Journalism and Society at Penn State's John Curley Center for Sports Journalism as he gets set to embark along with a party of 50 to Cuba for Thanksgiving week. Safe travels, John.
Thanks very much, Paul. Take care.
Coming up, a veteran of the Pittsburgh stage returns to the director's chair after a car accident nearly took his life. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.